I'm Julie.
I'm Kalea.
And you're listening to the latest episode of Girls With Fun.
Thanks for joining us. Every week we get together and chat about something on our mind about BTS. Sometimes we're silly and sometimes we're serious, but we're always creating a podcast by ARMY for ARMY.
If you haven't yet, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls With Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls With Fun Podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service.
And without further ado, let's get on with the episode. Welcome back to another episode of Girls With Fun.
I don't even want to ask, but how are you doing?
I have like, I don't know, I feel like it's about to turn into a migraine. Like, this headache is so bad. But you know what? It's gonna be a special episode. So we might as well just get right into the details.
Yeah, throwback to our old chaotic ways.
Gosh. We said last episode that we were going to be trying for the Permission to Dance in LA tickets to see BTS in concert this November. And so we're going to tell you about that experience today.
Oh boy. I'm drinking Bock Chardonnay out of my chugiest wine glass, my K-pop themed one. And you know what? I don't even care. It's just, that's where we're at.
All right. So, I feel like this has just been absolute chaos from the start, trying to get these tickets. Of course, you know, Julie and I are trying to get tickets, and we have a few other friends that we were trying to get tickets for as well. So there's just a lot going on with this. So we were like, you know, planning way in advance, trying to get these tickets, like, you know, doing FaceTimes with each other. Like, so what are we doing? Where are we trying to like, where are we trying to aim for seats and whatnot? Did we get on a FaceTime? Like, was it almost an hour early?
Yeah. So we got in the waiting room, which is like the pre-queue queue,
yeah,
like an hour early. And we were FaceTiming each other, like confirming, okay, like this section, then this one, then this one. Okay, like you're going with so-and-so, so you're going to be here, you're going to be here. And then we like stopped for a minute. And then we called each other back a second time. And like, I don't know. I don't even really have words, but I just feel like it was, I knew it was going to be bad. Okay. I remember thinking and probably even saying on the pod, like you have all of the North America shows, right? The US Canada borders reopen. So you have all the North America shows like funneling into four shows in LA. But I've like seen and heard things about people coming from elsewhere too to like get in. So it's really just like, which is fine and great and welcome. But like, I just knew it was going to be a crap show to try, yeah, to hold myself back a little bit. But like, it was even worse than I imagined. Like, I mean, we can get into it in a minute, but like Ticketmaster was glitching so hard. And I know I'm not the only one because I saw other people tweeting about it. And it was basically like a, you were not going to get your priority sections. And if you did, like, good job. You have amazing karma. But it was like, get in, grab what you can, get out. Like, it was even more stressful and worse than anything I ever remember.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, we did the 1 hour thing. And I feel like I had false hope starting from there. Starting from 1 hour ahead. Because I really feel like I was in that waiting room promptly at the 1 hour mark. I was not a minute late. But even still, when it came down to actually getting into the queue, we were all like 2,000 plus behind. Yeah,
I was going to say, it's 2,000 plus because once there's more than 2,000 people in front of you, they don't even tell you. It could be like 10,000. It could be 25,000. Like,
exactly.
You have no idea. Yeah.
And so we were, like, you and I, we're both trying for both shows, Sunday and Saturday. We were mainly aiming for Saturday, but we also had the Sunday one open. The Sunday one was moving quicker than the Saturday one. Julie was ahead of me, but not by much, maybe by like a few hundred people.
Yeah, it was not much.
Only for us to get to zero, both of us to get to zero, and Ticketmaster was like, sorry, error, you got kicked out of the line. And we had to refresh.
I wonder if we were really, it wasn't clear. Like, there were so many different combination of pre-sales, and they sent those codes for people who had had tickets or VIP tickets to prior shows, etc. But like, I wonder if we were really only supposed to use those codes for one day, or was it just like an unrelated glitch? Because literally I touched nothing. Like, I was using Chrome. I was making sure that like all of my family members were off the Wi-Fi, right? Like, closed every other app on my computer, right? Trying to get it as fast as possible. And like, it still just glitched out. Like, I did not touch a thing. And it was like, you're up next, preparing your tickets. And then it was like, and so then we had to get back in the queue. But at that point, I was so demoralized. I was like, I guess I'll hang my hopes on Saturday, which was stupid because everyone wants to go to Saturday.
Exactly. Luckily, we did have Sunday open, right? Imagine if we only had the Saturday one open. We probably would have got booted out of that one first.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Like, so I should say this. Like, we did get tickets, right? We are going to LA. We will be in LA. And that's basically the gist of what matters. But so, like, the outcome is positive. But I would say everything else about that experience was super 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 stressful, and right. Even when you went to check out, you got some kind of error, as did I.
Yeah,
like once you were through and actually in the seating chart.
Exactly. So our other friend got tickets before we did, and she was able to score four seats, and she got pretty good seats, but there was like no sound check left, and it was just awful. Like, anytime you tried to click for one, you think you were getting it, and it was like, oops, sorry. It was just so sad.
I couldn't even click that fast. I was literally like, I should have connected a mouse. Like, next time I definitely will. Because like, the dots were so small on my computer. I'm like, I don't know. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
I gave up on the sound check tickets, and I was like, well, let me just try to get some on the side too. That was also stressful. They kept disappearing. Finally, I get some tickets, and I get in there, and it's like, sorry, you took too long to like make a selection, I guess. It was like showing me parking, and I'm like, I don't want that, but I guess I was taking too long. So it was like, try again. So I had to go back into that crap again. I didn't have to restart completely over, like from like the whole entire queue. It just put me back into like the map. But it was still frustrating. But anyway, we both got like what I guess would be like P1 tickets or something like that. Maybe your tickets might be better because you're paying more. So I don't know. We're still like on the first level, but you're paying more. So I guess maybe I'm a little bit further back. So, but I mean, our seats are like still really good, like you said. We're like gonna be able to see all of the stage and whatnot. It's not sound check, which is sad, but we are going, so like, yay that we're actually going, and we're going on day one, so we'll get to see like the raw emotions of them like seeing us for the first time and us seeing them for the first time. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, and I have to remind myself that's what matters, and at the risk of sounding spoiled or having people like cancel me, I was really looking forward to getting sound check because I had them for, you know, the Mott's tour that never happened. And I feel like I've been lucky enough to go to multiple concerts, so I've had like different kind of seats, but that's one thing that I never had. And so I was really hoping to get that, but obviously that's something to keep striving for in the future, I guess. But
right. I'm just going to
first night.
I'm just going to keep praying that in the future, BTS will come back and we'll be able to get soundcheck tickets to that. Because this was like absolute war, and I just like nothing could prepare anyone for that.
I feel like I'm out of concert ticket getting shape, but like I said, I do feel that it was much worse than it's been in times past. Again, maybe because there were so few shows, and everyone was so eager to see them after the pandemic. I didn't even actually get any tickets for Saturday. I'm glad to have ARMY friends because I was super unlucky. I also got that thing that like you've taken too long, and then somehow I got booted to the back of the queue. So I'm glad to hear that you didn't. Maybe I like bumped refresh in my haste or something, right? Because every second counts. And then for the Sunday show, I thought I got through and my card was declined. So it was kind of ironic because I had been like, as the countdown timer was ending, I was like, should I have called my bank to like tell them that this would be happening? Wow. So it was like some weird foreshadowing, and then I did not do that, right? Because the countdown timer was almost over. My first transaction got declined, and so by the time I got back through on Sunday, having approved the purchase or whatever, I only got two tickets. So I may keep them, I'm not sure yet. So, but I should just be happy to go. But it was kind of crazy.
Oh, so you got Sunday tickets, so you could technically go a second time if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I will. We'll have to see, but I think that I will go on Sunday as well.
Cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I was expecting.
Are you going to like sell one or are you going to go with someone else?
Yeah, I have a friend in Pittsburgh who has already claimed it. So I guess she was looking for a Sunday ticket. So I guess I am going. I shouldn't act so shy about it.
No, I'm
going. So I'm going on Sunday too. The seats are not like super great, but I still stand by, you know, every seat's a good seat and I'll be happy to see them. It's easy to get caught up in the hype of like trying to get everything perfect, but it's just exciting to go, right? And right. I know I want to hit up the Line Store in LA. I keep seeing their like handprints at the Line Store that I've been to the Line Store in LA before, but I don't think that was there when I went.
Yeah, same. I think they relocated since I think I went top of 2019, and I think they've relocated and they like added new things since then. So, looking forward to going to the Line Store in LA. I want us to get some like really good Korean food. I would love if we could go to that restaurant that K barbecue place that BTS is like their favorite one. It's so good and I want to go back again, and I think that would be like a really cool experience for us to all go and have some K barbecue, but we'll see. It might be like crazy because everyone's in town.
Well, that's my fear. I was texting another friend and she was like, I want to go to the Line Store first thing when we get there before all the merch is sold out, and I don't want to like crush her dreams, but I'm like, regardless if it's like Friday and the show is Saturday, like I don't think it's gonna make a difference, but you know what, exactly. Like, we all have dreams that we need to hold on to, so. And I also really want to go to that barbecue place, so hopefully we'll be able to check it out. I've not been there.
What else? I feel like there was something else.
I'm also really excited. You know, once like all the logistics are finalized, like one of my friends got a big Airbnb and it's basically going to be like an ARMY house. And like, I'm really looking forward to like an ARMY real world minus the drama, or like an ARMY in the soup minus the soup, but just some kind of like, I don't know, it just sounds fun. Like a house where you don't have to explain why you're blasting like Blood, Sweat, Tears at 11 a.m. or something. I don't know. This is just, you know, my internal fantasy or something.
Yeah, I imagine it's going to be chaotic, but it'll be a fun kind of chaos. But yeah, we are going to L.A. I hope that if you were trying, you were successful. If you weren't trying, I hope that BTS will be in your area soon and that you'll be able to see them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the hardest thing for me was seeing some of my international mutuals. How do you pronounce the short version? That's such an internet thing. But yeah.
I say moods, but moods? I don't know.
Yeah. It's not mutuals. Anyway. Right. I don't know. I have some mutuals who are, you know, from other places. And I think the hardest thing was just seeing like how much they also wanted to go. So I was trying to keep it in perspective, even though it didn't specifically go how I was hoping it would go. Like it still went. So I just feel, I really feel for people who can't make it for any reason, because I know how eager we all are to see them.
Right. And thank you for anyone who sent us well wishes in getting tickets. We do really appreciate you sending your positive energy toward us. I'm trying not to fill the room with negative energy right now. My head and chest hurts. Well, it's when not we were, good.
Like entering the countdown, I was like, why do I have chest pains? Like I'm growing gray hairs as we sit here. Like it was so stressful. I'm still hot. I still feel like the adrenaline is rushing. So it still hasn't really sunk in. But yeah, the well wishes are definitely appreciated. And I definitely burned through some of those trying to like figure everything out. So thank you.
Oh my
also,
gosh.
One thing that seemed I wanted to talk about that seemed really suspicious to me, and I think this is a Ticketmaster thing, but this dynamic like pricing model slash surge pricing, like what is that? That's so gross.
Exactly. Yeah, I was reading an article on it, and like this isn't a new thing. They've been doing this for years, but just the fact that Ticketmaster can have prices fluctuate based on demand. So, you know, the first night when tickets go on sale, a floor seat could be like $1,000. And then you could come back a few months later if it's, you know, available. And the ticket could be like $500 less, or, you know, that's just not right that they're able to fluctuate the prices like that and gouge the prices. So that people have to pay way more than they should be paying. It should be a standard. Stop trying to gatekeep tickets from fans.
Well, it's basically like platform-sanctioned scalping, essentially. Like, how is it different from scalping?
Are you telling me that Hybe does not get enough of our dollars? That you have to price gouge us? I just don't think that's fair.
Seriously.
You make enough money off of us. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I saw this article and it was basically saying how like live event venues and event promoters and you know, Ticketmaster and other places are, I mean, it has been around pre-pandemic, but especially with the pandemic, they're trying to recoup some of the like money they've lost. And I'm just sitting there feeling really skeptical because you can't tell me that Hybe has lost money during this time. Like, I mean, maybe they had to change their revenue streams. I'm not saying they didn't lose money specifically on concerts, but between the other content and the fan merch and like all of the like singles and stuff that have been dropped, it's like we've seen their net worth. We've seen their IPO. Like they're fine.
I can't wait for that yearly event they do where they tell us all the numbers they make. Like in 2022, when they tell us all their 2021 profits. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think it also sucks because, I mean, I hate surge pricing when it comes to like a $30 Uber, right? But at the same time, it's like these tickets are either a once in a lifetime or tend to be like a very special occasion, right? This isn't an all the time thing, and it's something a lot of ARMY save up for. So
right.
For them to make that harder, like to your point, to gatekeep that, just really, it really rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah. Oh. Outside of concert ticket news, we have to say congratulations to BTS and Coldplay for topping the Billboard charts and the Rolling Stone charts. They are number one for My Universe.
Wow.
I think this is like the second time that Coldplay has had a number one since Viva La Vida, I think since like 2008. Like it's been a while. This is BTS sixth number one on the charts, if I'm correct. Wow. Like another week at number one. That's insane.
Congratulations to BTS and Coldplay. Super exciting news. it was interesting to look at like the sub charts that they use, and it was like best alternative. And I guess because it's Coldplay, but in the same way that I guess BTS are like thought of as K-pop, or, you know, like when an award show makes a K-pop category, I was like, because it's Coldplay, it must be alternative. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It just struck me as funny. Like, these subcategories are so arbitrary.
Well, I guess it's because it's Coldplay song as well.
Right.
And, like, featuring BTS. But, yeah.
But would they ever put, like, a straight BTS track on the alternative charts?
No.
They wouldn't. So it's just funny to me. I don't know. Maybe I've hit maximum saltiness, but...
No.
I was like, okay.
They're going to listen as, like, pop or K-pop.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, like, that's... fair if the song actually is pop. Or, like, if it, you know, maybe if it actually is K-pop, in quotes, whatever the heck that is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if it's, like... I don't know. We don't have to go into the specifics of it, but BTS have made songs for other genres that really shouldn't be confined to K-pop only. But yeah, yeah, I know.
But they're not ready for that conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you watch the music video? I don't think we talked about the music video last time.
I have not, actually. I've seen lots of clips on the timeline, but okay. What are your takeaways from it?
The music video was super cool. I like the song even more after watching the music video. I really enjoyed it. It was very cinematic. It was giving Marvel. Mm-hmm. It was very well thought out. It wasn't just, you know, your simple music video where they're just, you know, in the music video together vibing. I mean, there was a lot of vibing going on. I think that was like the premise, kind of. They were in like different planets, and like music and enjoying yourself via music was not allowed. So, to fight back against this evil force, BTS Coldplay, yeah, BTS Coldplay, and like this DJ, which I guess was helping them be able to like zoom in and be next to each other. I don't know, vibe into this music, and it also featured this alien band, which sent the timeline into a frenzy.
I think I've seen some of those memes.
Yeah, because a few of the members were doing a bit of flirting with these aliens, so everyone was like, on the couch tonight for you. Which is funny because 100% BTS were on a green screen, could not see anything. They had no idea. Like, Hobi did not know he's going to be macking with an alien that day, I'm pretty sure. So they probably watched it back and was like, oh, word? That's what I was doing?
This is our audio clip right
here. But it was cute. I mean, the alien was cute. Like, I could see why, you know, he wanted to flirt. Like, I feel it.
Who was the creative director that just collectively threw them all under the bus?
I'm not sure, but you know, it was a great music video. I thought it was really cool that they found a way to have them be together even though they were apart to film the music video. It wasn't giving like this is a COVID music video. Like sometimes you could tell. But the way they presented it was done really well. So I really enjoyed it. At the end of the music video, I was like, oh, I want like the full movie. Like, I want to see how this ends. It just kind of cuts off. And I was like, dang, finish the storyline. Feels like when you read a fic on like Wattpad or something and the author never comes back. They just leave it on like one chapter.
So sad. Or a webtoon that has like 6 episodes.
Right. Sad. But yeah, it was a great music video.
Speaking of Marvel and Intergalactic, etc., a lot of people forget that Namjoon did a soundtrack song for Fantastic Four, which I think was technically DC Comics, right?
Correct.
But yeah, I was recently watching through like all BTS music videos in order. Don't ask me why I was doing that.
That but, is a serious throwback. Was that 2015 or 2014?
Yeah, I think it was 2015.
Okay.
But yeah, Fantastic Four soundtrack.
Which like we can cut. I'm happy that he's, you know, he got that opportunity, but that Fantastic Four movie was
so. I was gonna say it's a little unfortunate it wasn't a better movie, but you know, that's still cool.
Exactly.
He probably didn't know at the time he was recording the song, right?
They're right.
Probably like, hey, we have like a mega budget superhero movie coming out. Want to do a soundtrack? Want to collab? Right. And he was like, sure.
How could he know? But how awesome that BTS have been that relevant since 2015 that they invited him to do that.
I think that's honestly one of my number one pet peeves. Like, once we get past the racism and the journalism, which are, like, the poor journalism, which are my top two, my third pet peeve is people saying or acting like BTS just appeared out of nowhere, like, in 2018. I'm like, my guy or my girl.
Exactly.
My person, they've been grinding since since 2013, so I don't appreciate this, like, right. Acting like, who is this surprise phenomenon that's sweeping the globe at this specific moment? I'm like, pretty sure it's been 8 years, but okay.
Exactly. BTS have been a hot topic internationally at least since 2014. Like, come on.
Yeah. My number one source of side-eye.
Like, not even a full year into their career, and they were popping.
Yeah.
And the Soob 2 previews coming, or more previews have come, I should say.
Yes.
So on Weverse, Namjoon does one of his little sprees, and someone asked him for In the Soob spoilers, and he was like, you know, I kind of just worked out every day for like hours and like read books, so it really wasn't much going on. And I read that and I immediately was like, let me pre-order this.
Yeah. Today they were dropping all the pool photos. And like, at first, my timeline was like, pool photos? Like, OMG. And I saw some people like shirtless Bangtan. And I'm like, there's no way. Dream on. Again, they had Jungkook in a sweatshirt all of last year. Like, we've had summer packages in the past. Like, it's not gonna happen. And then like everyone was like, they're wearing shirts, and I'm like, yeah. But then someone else was like, wear Victorian men, it's fine.
Exactly. They're gonna be in like full shirts or like full wetsuits, like they're gonna have a sweatsuit underneath and then shirts and the shorts on top of it, like. What were we talking about? In the Soob?
In the Soob.
Yeah.
And the teasers and Namjoon working out, and you immediately pre-ordered. And
I don't think that. I don't think BTS knows us, man. I think Namjoon should know at this point that we want to see him working out.
I kind of am of the camp that thinks he knows exactly what he's doing.
You know what? You're probably right.
Because also today making the rounds was a... English. There was also a clip making the rounds today that was of Hobie saying how they look at their replies under their tweets.
Oh,
and he
God.
Was specifically referencing a Yoonji meme, and then everyone was like, and I won't go into it on the pod because we keep it semi-family friendly here, but they were like, which Yoonji meme specifically?
And I needed to not be the one that I keep seeing.
Exactly.
And if it is, I hope that they see it and they're just like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm not going to investigate this any
Oh,
further.
Look, Yoonji, please don't.
Yeah. Especially considering that Yoonji, I mean, it's horrible in general, but like Yoonji is Yoongi, right? Like, it's a lot. And also, have we not come on here before? I'm saying like year one pod and we're like, guys, they definitely see what you reply under their tweet. Like, I feel like it's just, to be corporate for a second, it's not best practice to put your thirst under a tweet that they have posted.
Yeah.
Post that elsewhere, block them somehow, but not directly on a reply to their tweet.
I mean, do you, but yeah, don't be surprised when they're like, yeah, I definitely saw that. What else are we going to talk about? The 3J thing? Should we circle back to the 3J video? I was like, oh, yeah, we're not seeing this video till like 2022. So I was really surprised to see that video come out.
Not fast. I had the same thought.
Which is making me think, like, are they running out of things? Are they don't have enough in the vault to give us?
If the doing? Big Hit vault is running out, then we've reached some dark times.
Yeah. 3J video was released showing them practicing and filming for the dance 3J did with or for the Megan Thee Stallion collab, the Butter collab. Really cool video, seeing them work that hard and refilming again and again. What was it, for 2 days that they showed? It could have been even more, like, just the constant refilming. I felt so bad for them.
I just have a hard time watching videos like this, like even thinking back to Yoongi's, I'm short-circuiting Yoongi's like sword dance video, or I don't know, just any of the videos where they're working super hard, which is basically all of the behind the scenes videos. It's just instant Delulu mode. Like, I love it even more. It's really difficult. I don't know how to explain this. It doesn't make sense to me myself, but I mean, it's easy to be like, wow, legends, kings, like, so successful, amazing, fantastic, stupendous. But they also work so, so, so freaking hard.
Which
their ethic is nuts.
To think that Hobie broke his ankles that many times. How many times did they film that? And every single time he was breaking his ankles like that? Like, sir. I hope he was icing his ankles or something after. Like, he got some kind of, like, care afterwards. I don't know. Somebody massage his feet. I'll sign up. I don't know. Like, I don't even like feet like that, but I'll help you out, dog. Because that was crazy to see. That's crazy. I mean, they're going full out every single time. Yeah. That has to be so exhausting. Like, multiple times you can see Jimin was just like, I cannot. Like,
I was even thinking that, not to get off topic again, but I was even thinking that about the concerts. Like, they have two back-to-back and then a break and then two more back-to-back. And I'm like, yeah, because you can't do, like, four straight through. We've seen them in the behind the scenes and in the documentaries, like, gasping for air in the extent they go all out to perform for ARMY, right? Like,
right,
it's not sustained. Like, it's not possible. They need some days off to, like, heal and rest and recover,
right?
Especially after being off for so long, right? I know they're working hard given these videos and stuff, but I'm sure it's still different from a live concert that's for like 3 hours straight through. I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out to Jimin, though, for, you know, admitting that this isn't really like a style of dance that I guess, not that he's uncomfortable with it, but he doesn't feel like he's the best at. But it never shows. Like,
I know.
He was great up there with the other two. I love seeing them dance because you can really see their distinct dance styles show. Definitely. Even though they're doing the same choreography, they just have, you know, really distinct styles when they dance. And so I love watching it. Jimin did great, you know, Hobie and JK did great. Like, it was just a great, great little bit of choreo. Shout out to HYBE for hiring a black person to choreograph for them for like the next few months. I think his name is Nick. I don't know what his last name is, but HYBE has a new like in-house choreographer.
Was it Joseph, maybe? I was just watching a video today. But anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's going to be doing choreography for. I think he did, like, one of Enhypen's videos. And he did this 3J video. So I'm assuming he's going to be doing more work with HYBE in the coming months. So that will be really interesting to see what their choreo looks like, especially if BTS plan to have a comeback at some point this year. Maybe he's doing choreo for the tour.
That would be nuts.
I don't know. So that's pretty cool that they have like an in-house. I mean, they already had like, you know, someone there, but I guess they're bringing someone else in for, I don't know, greater creative vision. I don't know. I just think it's pretty cool.
Not to bring it back to the concert, but to bring it back to the concert, because I have a one-track mind and can only think about one thing and am completely fried. We were talking about choreos, and that kind of tripped me off thinking about, like, okay, what songs would they choreo? What do you think the set list will look like, or what kind of songs do you think we'll see? Obviously Permission to Dance, given the name of the series, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm really curious about, if they're going to give us like a full length concert or if this will be just like a few songs. I mean, they really could do that. I hope they don't do that, considering all we just went through.
I know. I was just thinking about the stress and the dollars dropped. I was like, I hope not, but I would still go.
But they've been talking about On for months now, about how the first song they want to do when they go back on tour, they want it to be On. So I think they'll stay committed to that. Definitely they're going to do Permission to Dance. They'll do Butter, Dynamite. I'm assuming they'll do like Life Goes On. It will be interesting to see if they do more from B, if they do like their units, or if we get like Telepathy or Disease. That would be pretty so cool. I'm curious if they're gonna do stuff from Mott 7, because we got the Mott 7 concert via, or I should say we got the Mott 7 concert online, so I wonder if they'll do any part of that in person, or if they're just like, no, like, I mean, other than On. Right. Other than On, I wonder if they'll do other songs from Mott 7, or they're just like, you know, we already did that. Forget about Mott 7. We're moving forward. I don't know. I would love to see Ug live.
Right. When you love said that, that's where my brain went. Also, imagine seeing Louder Than Bombs live.
Oh my God. Please listen to us when we say Louder Than Bombs is a stadium song. Like, I don't know how, just watching like Run BTS and they were like, really? Like, tell me you're joking. That song is made for a concert. That song is made for a stadium. I can hear it right now in my head. Please do Louder Than Bombs. Please.
This is the first time I'm hoping that one of our listeners in South Korea's HYBE staff, please. If you're one of our listeners in South Korea and you also happen to be HYBE staff, like, if you do one thing for me ever, please make them perform Louder Than Bombs at the show. I will be forever grateful to you.
Exactly. I want to see Black Swan so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, can I change my answer? Yes, I need to see Black Swan live. I think there's a better chance of seeing Black Swan live than Louder Than Bombs.
True.
I hope I'm wrong, but anyway.
And it's going to be in LA, so I wonder, do you think they'll like
the UCLA drumline? Because yes.
I wasn't even thinking that. What if they bring out Megan?
Ooh.
Or they bring out like, you know, like, well, Halsey just had a kid.
Yeah.
Don't bring
CL. I don't know, where's Coldplay?
Don't bring CL.
Okay, we have to cut that. We can't constantly be bullying Sia. Sia's not bad. It's just that one song.
She's not bad. That song is garbage. Woo! I hope they bring Megan out.
Do you think they would perform My Universe? Where does Coldplay live?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if they're, like, in the UK or if they're here. I'm not sure. I think that would be really cool if they did My Universe. Maybe they'll do it, like, kind of like they have with Global Citizen, where Coldplay performed it, But BTS were like in a video in the back. Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll do the same thing where BTS are performing it now, but Coldplay will be like, you know, in the video in the back, like, I don't know, some kind of graphics or something. That'd be really cool. That would be cool. I hope they are selling the most recent army bombs because I never... I didn't buy one because I was like, girl, I'm waiting until the concert. And then the concert got canceled. So I hope that they have enough shipment, like they usually do, of army bombs this time around so I can feel included. I mean, I have the third one, but I like to have the latest.
Yeah, for sure. Well, bit of personal background. I bought one from a friend who lives in Korea, and then COVID hit. I mean, she's from the U.S., and she never came back to the U.S., so it's been literally like 2 years that I've had one, but have never seen it. So hopefully I can get in touch with her before the concert, or maybe I'll just have to buy another one.
Anything else that happened recently?
I feel like probably, but my brain is just short-circuiting given the concert stress.
Exactly.
One thing I will say I'm happy about, and we don't have to go into this like super long because we're not public health experts or authorities or anything, but I was super happy to see that they're requiring a COVID test within 72 hours or proof of vaccination at the venue. I would prefer if it was just proof of vaccination at the venue, but at least they're doing some kind of COVID controls because I was like, this is absolutely bonkers.
That was the one thing that I was really concerned about. It's just like COVID. I've come so far and I have not contracted COVID. And the last thing I want to do is contract COVID some way along the way to this concert. I really am just praying to God that does not happen. So I'm happy that they're going to be checking. Am I confident that people are going to be honest about their test results or about their vaccination status? No. Because I know people do crazy stuff and they might try and fake it. I'm hoping that people are not planning to do that and that they actually are going to get vaccinated or get tested before coming in, so that we can all remain safe.
I mean, everybody, if you don't care about fellow army, which you should, right?
Right.
You should care about BTS if you're going to their show.
For true.
The love of God.
Do yeah.
Not fake your vaccination status or test results, please.
Yeah. Get your, what is it? Your, like, K95 mask ready? Like,
yeah.
Start buying them now.
Speaking of, we should get those purple ones.
Yeah. That would be fun. I'm like, what the heck am I going to wear? I'm like, honestly, I'm considering buying one of those, like, little visors. Like a little shield. I'm not trying to get COVID.
You do you. If anyone could make it fashion, it's you.
Ugh, cannot have people like screaming behind me or next to me. Ugh. Ugh. It's everything that we did pre-pandemic. I'm like, I think about it now, I'm like, that's gross. I can't believe we did that. So
even when people are like, do you want a taste of my food now, I definitely like I pause for a moment. Whereas in the past, I'd be like, sure, want some of mine? And I'm just like, It depends.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to wear? It's going to be kind of cold, right? I don't know what LA weather is like in November.
Definitely not what DC/Pittsburgh weather is like in November.
It was kind of chilly when I went in January. But I don't know about November.
I went in late October, like Halloween, in 2018. And it was like warm during the day to the point of like wanting a t-shirt or a tank top or like a cardigan that you could take off. And then at night it was kind of chilly.
Interesting.
Also, LA is, I guess, like technically desert, right? Or desert adjacent. It's way drier than the East Coast, so.
Right. That's going to be interesting trying to pack clothes for this.
I'm going to have to get fashion advice from you. What to wear.
I might be wearing whatever I got in my closet because this concert is expensive. Usually I'm like, I'll go out and buy an outfit so I can look cute. I don't even know if I could wear what I had planned to, what I planned to wear for the last concert, because it just won't be the right season. It's just, listen to me. Anyway. I think that's it. I think we should wrap up here.
I agree.
Good luck to you if you are still trying to get tickets by the time this is released. And if you're going to the concert, maybe we'll see you there.
Ooh, do we have to get like photo cards and stamp our names on the back or something? If people find us.
I don't know. That would be really cute. It
would be fun. Yeah. Well, I was going to tease. Okay. I'm going to say this and then we can wrap. Kalea got me the cutest sweatshirt ever for my 30th birthday. And she got herself one too. It's our logo for our podcast. So if you see either of us roaming the streets of LA and in Girls with Fun sweatshirt, there's only two of them in existence. So you'll know you found them.
Yep.
I was going to post a pic, but like, my hair was so bad that day. I was like, maybe not. I'll have to do one soon, though. Anyway, thank you for the sweatshirt. It's crazy cute. And
you are welcome.
Hopefully we can meet some of our followers at this LA concert if they happen to be there.
Maybe we can do like Girls with Fun face mask or something. I don't know.
Oh, that would be so cute. Oh my gosh, we have the K95s. We're like, hey, be safe.
We pass them out.
I love this plan.
All right, that'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We will see you next week.
See you next week. Be well.
Bye.
Remember to hydrate and breathe. Bye. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We're so grateful that you chose to hang out with us. Once again, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls with Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls with Fun Podcast.
If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service. If you have an idea for an episode or you want to share your thoughts on any of the topics we've discussed, slide into our DMs or email us at girlswithfunpod@gmail.com. Thanks again for joining us, and see you next time!